This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. So much social media and conventional media attention in the capital city has been focused on rumors about the Department of Justice release of the Alton Sterling report. Late yesterday afternoon, I went to the person who requested the investigation, Governor John Bel Edwards. Here's what he said.
I work under the assumption that it's coming sooner than later. And I don't have any information as to what the decision is going to be or when it's going to be announced.
Criminal justice issues were at the top of the governor's mind yesterday, as earlier in the day he had urged a Senate committee to advance a trio of criminal justice reform bills.
We've got laws on the books that are not based on evidence. We've built a criminal justice system around the most extreme situations instead of grounding our laws on data and research. As a result, our laws are not smart. They are tough. But they're tough on our taxpayers, too. You have three bills before you today that give us a great chance to turn this system around, make it make sense for us.
And the Senate committee worked through those bills respectfully, passing them to the Senate floor. The House Criminal Justice Committee was a different story, with Republican Lance Harris's bill to increase probation and parole fees in order to pay those officers more. It got heated, and Democrat Ted James didn't hold back.
Some of you who are saying that they need state raises have been fighting against state raises for years. That's why they're not paid. Not because we're going to put it on the backs of poor people. This is bullcrap, Lance.
The vote, along party lines, narrowly sent the bill to the House floor. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.